Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanti. How may I help you?
What is the name of this company that I've reached?
It's a third-party call center. We service many companies. I need your name and zip code to look up your account.
Let's see. I can give you the zip code. I'm trying to track down a charge that has come through on my my checking account, and that's and I'm. It's been entered on my in my checking account, so that's why how I got this phone number to call. I'd rather not give you my name because, but I can give you my.
I need the name and zip code to look up the account to see what you're saying that you've been charged for. We service like over 7,000 companies, so I don't know what company charged you.
My area code, my zip code is 37205.
Okay,
why don't you look? See if you even have that. 37205.
Okay, what's the first and last name, ma'am?
All right, it's Mimi, M-I-M-I.
I've located an account from Mimi Hall. May you please verify the address on this account?
I'm giving you all this information, and you haven't given me any information. If I call my bank, they're going to turn it over to their.
Because there's nothing else I can do for you if you're not going to verify the information.
What is it you're looking? What are you trying to find out? What are you looking up?
I need you to verify your address so I know that this is your account before I take any information off this account.
I'm not verifying it if you don't give me the address.
Okay, ma'am. Well, there's nothing else I can do. Is there anything else I can do?
Don't you dare hang up, Miss Lady.
How may I help you, ma'am?
How can I verify something? The word verify means that I'm looking or hearing something, and I'm agreeing with it.
Okay, ma'am. I know what verify means. May you please verify the address?
No, you're asking me to give you my address.
Okay, what's the address, ma'am?
It's Nashville, Tennessee.
Another city and state by the zip code, ma'am. I need the address.
106 Emma Newhoff Court.
Okay, I have located your account. I see that you have the pulse oximeter. You pay $7.95 for it. You were supposed to read the terms and conditions. It tells you in 48 hours you will be billed.
Yeah, slow down a minute and speak more carefully. I cannot understand. You're just running all these words together, and I can't understand you.
Okay,
what is this that I – what did I buy?
A pulse oximeter.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
A pulse oximeter.
Something meter. I heard the word meter.
Pulse
What's
oximeter.
The first? Pulse. Can you spell it for me?
P-U-L-S-E-O-X-I-M-E-T-E-R.
P-U. Say it again. Spell it again. P-U.
P-U-L-S-E-O-X-I-M-E-T-E-R.
After pulse, the next letter is oximeter?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now there's something wrong with this charge. I'm recognizing this now.
Okay, ma'am, I have told you, you signed up for the oximeter, but you were also signing up for a membership fee for the Factory Direct store. You were supposed to read the terms and conditions. It tells you that you are going to be charged $54.97 after 48 hours.
How do I call? Where do I call to speak with somebody who can fix this charge?
There's nothing
Who can I call?
I can cancel your account. Would you like me to cancel your account?
Well, what good will that do? Will that take
the
charge off?
The charge is valid, ma'am. There's no fixing the charge. I can offer you a 35% refund.
Yeah, this was an offer. And all I had to pay, my understanding was all I had to pay was the shipping fee. It was, I do remember it. Showing this amount of money that it was valued at, but I did not realize that I was going to be charged this. Who is in charge of all of this? Who can I call?
Ma'am, there's no one to call. Would you like me to cancel your account?
Is that going to credit my this
no,
amount of
I
money?
No, I said I could offer you a 35% refund.
A 35% refund?
Yes.
You can do that?
Yes.
That is, this is, you must have a supervisor. Do you have a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. The supervisor is going to tell you the same thing, that your account can only be canceled, and I got you a
35%
refund.
Okay. I would like to hear it from your supervisor, a higher-up person.
The supervisor is going to tell you the same thing, ma'am. Just want to tell you.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying. But I would like to talk with that person and have that person tell me the same thing you told me.
All right, please hold. I transfer you.
Okay.